Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Congress schedules a vote on removing Confederate statues from the Capitol. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blames the Big Apple murder spike on unemployment. Schools in New York set to open this fall. California brings back the shutdown. Researchers at MIT find a way to cut the COVID risk to air travelers. Also ahead, a professor says President Trump will win big. But first, the House holding a vote next week on whether all Confederate memorials should be removed from the Capitol. The bill would take down more than a dozen statues. The Congressional Black Caucus stating, quote, "The people's house can never really be for the people with reminders of a painful history," unquote. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez says the rise in New York homicides is because of the city's bad economy, even suggesting people have to steal food in order to survive. She states, quote, "They feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry," unquote. Murders up 30% in New York City. Shootings have tripled since last year. And none of that has anything to do with food. Governor Cuomo announcing public schools in New York will reopen this fall, saying there will be guidelines for local districts. Florida also planning to bring back the kids next month. The infection rate in the Sunshine State now stands at a whopping 11%. California going back to lockdown. Governor Newsom shuttering indoor restaurants, movie theaters, bars, gyms, museums, and more. The new rules apply only to Newsom's list of outbreak hotspots, but that covers 80% of the Golden State. New study from MIT says removing the middle seat on passenger planes can reduce the risk of contracting COVID by 50%. The odds of catching the bug while airborne is about 1 in 4,000. Airlines now require face masks for all passengers and crew while on the plane. In a moment, the presidential election. One model says it will be a landslide for President Trump. Right back with that analysis.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What will happen in November? You may remember Patty Hearst, the heiress who was kidnapped by a radical left terror organization called the Symbionese Liberation Army. That was way back in 1974. During her confinement, Ms. Hearst somehow became a victim of Stockholm Syndrome and began sympathizing with her captors. So I am wondering if presidential candidate Joe Biden is visiting Stockholm as well. His recently released platform reads like a socialist manifesto. And Bernie Sanders is running around saying Mr. Biden enthusiastically embraces the progressive agenda. After months of confinement in his basement, moderate Joe has somehow morphed into Che Guevara. Enter Professor Helmut Norpoth, who teaches political science at Stony Brook University on Long Island. Despite almost every poll saying Mr. Biden is well ahead of Mr. Trump, Dr. Norpoth is predicting the president will win re-election with a 91% certainty. Wow. Norpoth is not a poll guy. He uses a model that has successfully called 5 out of the last 6 presidential elections. The model only missed George W. Bush's victory over Al Gore, which was, of course, decided by the Supreme Court. Well, Dr. Norpoth not only says President Trump will win, but also predicts it will be a landslide, with Trump receiving 362 electoral votes. He won 304 in 2016. 270 are needed to win. With more than 3 months until the vote, some skepticism about Norpoth's model may be appropriate, but the professor himself is a true believer. He says he discounts all public opinion surveys and bases his conclusions on enthusiasm for each candidate. We'll see, Professor. But bolstering the Trump victory prognostication is a new poll done for the Sunday Express newspaper in London, England. It asks this question: are you strongly or very enthusiastic about your choice of candidate? Trump voters, 77%. Biden voters, 43% on the enthusiasm level. Now, I don't believe the polls mean very much until mid-October, but this election year is bizarre, to say the least. COVID has engendered deep fear, but not as much as the social disorder spearheaded by the radical left. And here is a crucial point. Americans don't want violent crime causing blood in the streets. Most of us don't support defunding the police or approve of anarchists destroying our history and occupying public space. Many of us despise the cancel culture and the assault on freedom of speech the cancel fascists embrace. President Trump is making his opposition to those things a central campaign issue. Joe Biden is not. I believe there will be a backlash brewing against the radicals. If Mr. Biden understands that, he has made no indication of it. But then again, they build those basement walls thick in Delaware. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and join our Stand Up for Your Country campaign. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The average American has gained more than 5 pounds since the COVID shutdown. According to Seamless, the most popular foods on the menu these days include pizza, burgers, and ice cream. More than 1.4 billion gallons of ice cream is sold in the USA each year, generating $11 billion. The industry directly employs 26,000 workers in all 50 states. Historians believe the comfort food goes all the way back to the 2nd century BC, when Roman soldiers mixed snow with honey. I didn't know that. The first official mention of ice cream in North America was in 1744. A guest of Maryland Governor William Bladen wrote in his journal of a sweet frozen dessert served after dinner. President Washington spent $200 on the treats during the summer of 1790. I guess he was hot. President Jefferson also had his own 18-step recipe for ice cream. During the 1940s, most Americans had just three choices: chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla. Today, there are more than 470 ice cream manufacturers in America alone. The cold stuff is preferred by folks in the Southeast and New England. Texas, also a major consumer. The Lone Star State eats more ice cream each year than France. This year, the most popular flavors are mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, butter pecan, cookies and cream, but chocolate still number one after all these years. However, trends are changing. The fastest growing market in the ice cream industry, marijuana. That's right. Companies in states like Colorado and California began manufacturing the drug-infused ice cream after legalization a few years ago. Top brands include Blue Dream, Cannabis Creamery, Birthday Baked, and of course, Rocky Mountain High. So be very careful. Watch out for green ice cream. It may not be pistachio. Back after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.